USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. workers filed another 1.5 million new applications for jobless benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to upend the labor market. Economist Joe Neroff reminds everyone on CBS News.
Continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, dropped below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
The Trump administration has activated the National Guard to protect monuments during protests in Washington, D.C. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt tells Fox News,
I requested that from the Secretary of Defense, that the National Guard be available to us to begin to protect additional monuments. We will protect these monuments, and we will do it with the dispatch and severity.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
During a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, was asked about the coronavirus and President Trump referring to it as a Kung Flu virus and if that's a term that should be used and if he agrees with it.
Do you think that's the most pressing issue you have about the coronavirus?
Think about that.
I know, but what I'm thinking about is why that is your most pressing issue as a question.
Well,
when we just see a spike in coronavirus, you're concerned about somebody and the way they name it. That's appalling to me.
You know what?
I think we should all focus, learn more about this disease, and stop this virus. Every time I've come here, you've always had those type of questions. It's interesting to me if that's what your viewers care most about. Because you know what my constituents care most about? Their safety and their health.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris is allowing visitors once again, but it's only open to the second floor. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 24-year-old real estate developer who says he supports President Trump emerged victorious from the Republican primary for a North Carolina congressional House seat that was once held by Congressman Mark Meadows, who is now President Trump's chief of staff. Madison Cawthorn now faces Morris Davis, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel who won the Democratic primary in March. Davis already attacking Cawthorn for only being 24, to which he responds,
well, if you look at Federalist Paper number 52 that was written, I mean, it was very clear that the founders of our country wanted the House of Representatives to be the most accurate depiction of what the cross section of Americans are, and so I believe that we need people from every working, every social class, every economic class, every background to be able to go to Washington D.C. But the fact that he wants to act like this is just some kind of graduation president is really a slap in the face to all these Republican voters who came out, put their trust in our message, and I'll tell you, I believe he's probably just trying to act like he's brushing this off because he knows that we're gonna take this fight to him. And he has an indefensible position. I know he's looking forward to debating me, and I'm looking forward to debating him. But I know that we'll be able to have victory because the positions he's going to have to defend that are held by Nancy Pelosi and AOC are morally and financially bankrupt.
Cawthorn speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.